Isn't it good to be in church?
Amen.
Look at Matthew chapter number 1, and we'll start reading at verse 21. We was in this passage 18 to 25 last week. I'm not certain that I won't be in this Matthew chapter 1 next week. I'm just kind of thoughts that's come into my mind, a little three. And by the way, I want y'all to put these three sermons together last week, this week, and next week. In a little Christmas, three of them for Christmas, all right? If you got your Bibles, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Look at verse number 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Let me do that again. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin, by the way, I still believe that, shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now slip over with me one verse that I'll add to the verses today. Slip over to with me to Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 11. If you're there, say amen. Luke 2:11. Do it again. If you're there, say amen. That was weak. Are y'all? Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke 2:11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I know y'all sang that congregational song a little while ago, without your book, but that is my text today. Oh, what a lovely name. Oh, what a lovely name. There's nothing like the name of Jesus. There's nothing like the names that are brought out in Matthew 1 and Luke 2:11. By the way, over in the truck stop today, there's a man called my brother Little Priest, and there's a man, we have a truck stop ministry. And there's a man called to that name, Jesus.
Amen.
And he got saved by the grace of God. There's just something about that name. I believe that's that song, Noah. Look at it with me. I'm going to talk to you today about these names, about our Savior. And I'm trying to build up. I'm trying to build up right to Christmas. By the way, I'm sick and tired of this secular world trying to secularize Christmas. I want to tell you, I still know the reason for the season. And I know that it is because of Christ coming to this world, born of a virgin, came into this world and died for your sins, buried, and rose again, and is coming again one day. Well, glory. I'll do some teaching and preaching here this morning. Look at verse 21. We'll start with this. The Bible said, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. I want to say, first of all, that is his preeminent name. You know what the word Jesus means actually? It means Jehovah is salvation. If I could get out of this thing, I would right now. I want you to know something. There's a whole lot of movements around adding to salvation, trying to preach some other name for salvation, trying to be politically correct. But I'm glad in this independent, fundamental, single, rallying, hellfire, brimstone church, we still believe it's the name of Jesus. We still believe there's only one way to heaven. We still believe by receiving that lovely virgin born Jesus, we can go to heaven. Well, glory. It is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua. At his birth, Jesus became a special name, a preeminent name. This name was chosen by God before the foundation of the earth. It speaks of who he is. It declares his deity as the Son of God. Jesus is the name known in heaven, recognized by the angels. It is the name that brings fear to Satan and the forces of hell. Well, glory. It's the name when you can't hardly pray. How many of you found yourself where you couldn't pray for yourself hardly? And all you could do when you're laying down on your bed, you couldn't hardly say a sentence, but you said, Jesus. Jesus. Can I ask some of you, how many of you have got through the night because of that name? How many of you have got through a storm because of that name? How many of you know that you know that you know that you know you're saved because of that name? How many of you this morning, when you've been your lowest, when you feel like you was a failure, that name of Jesus, you called out and he came where you was. Oh, Lord God, I'm about to have a spell. Amen. There's never been a name endured to ages like the name of Jesus. It's still the name that brings comfort to those that is in despair. Salvation to the sinner. Hope to the hopeless. Love to the hated. Woo! It's been cursed and honored. It's been received and rejected. But Jesus is the name that is above every name. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is none other under heaven which is given among men, whereby we must be saved. Whew. I will tell you this. I'm going to slow this horse down a minute. You call on him this morning, he'll save your soul. You call on him this morning, he'll come to where you are. In your despair. Whew. Ain't nothing like it. I knew what I was preaching, and because of the way I sleep, and now I'm going to bed about 8 o'clock most time. I get up about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. I just start praying. I mentioned probably 50 of y'all. It's not that I wouldn't pray for all of you, but 50 people God laid on my heart between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock this morning. I prayed for. I saw y'all got engaged. And I'm congratulations. But you know what I did? I prayed God would use that preacher man and use you. And I believe you'll be one. You can. You've got the potential to be one of the greatest couples. Y'all could be a giant in the faith if you'll just claim the name of Jesus. Woo! Look at verse 23. Let me teach more. Behold, a virgin shall be with child. By the way, that's in our version of the Bible that we preach, the version. These people making excuses. And I've known some Baptist preachers today that I've heard preach for years now kind of try to cast doubt. just breaks my heart, Lois. People you sang with, I sang, preached with. I don't know for what they've done, but I do know this. They're skirting the edge. I'm going to tell you, you're looking at a man right now not skirting the edge. It wasn't in some of the other versions. I know it wasn't in some of the other versions. Said a young woman or a good woman. No. It was a virgin, a woman that had never had such a relationship with a man.
Amen. Amen.
A virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name. Listen to this. Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Jesus speaks of his preeminence. Emmanuel speaks of his person. I'm glad I got a personal relationship with God. And I want to tell you, when it said God with us, I couldn't make it to God. Hey, Roger, you sing it. He came to me. God came to us. Well, somebody shout right there. Amen. It reminds us of his humanity. He was not ordinarily born, not just another child. He came as God in the flesh. He came as the perfect God-man. He was born of a virgin, conceived of the Holy Ghost. And I want all you to know that the blood that run in his veins was not the blood of man. It was the blood of God.
Amen.
Oh, that faithful Christmas. When it came, the Bible said that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, or tabernacled among us. And we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Isn't it amazing that Christ came at all? We all deserved hell. But he made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. I want to tell you, January 31st, 1973, Emmanuel came to Pinch Baptist Church. Well, and Emmanuel made a visit to Pinch Baptist Church. And Emmanuel came to a boy that had a polka dot shirt, a pack of marbles sticking in it, and acted like some hoodlum and some idiot. But I want to tell you, it's something when God comes to us and God is with us. Well, somebody help me right there. Woo! Glory! I want you to know something. I'm glad to say what I'm about ready to say. I'm glad it's more than just salvation to me, though, Sean. He's been with me more. Well, glory, somebody help me there. He's been with me more than just at salvation. No. He was with me. I remember, can I tell you all this? I remember when I just got saved. Folks, I got saved. This grace thing happened my life. It didn't stop there, though. I wanted to do everything. I went in the youth group. I didn't even know the guy that went up the sycamore tree to see Jesus. I'd done in a box of rock as far as religion and scripture. But Paul, I didn't let it stay that way. I read my Bible several times that first year. And James from Foster Brown Commentary seven times by itself. And I want you to know something. I found out there was a person. And there was more to what happened to me there that on that Wednesday night, January 31st. I want to tell you why. You look at me. That same God that saved me in January came upon me in about March or April. And I knew it was God. And I knew he's called me to be a preacher and a pastor. I started preaching in my sleep. God with us. We got too many mommy called and daddy sent preachers anyway. Somebody help me. God with us. I never forget. God with us. First Baptist Church I pastored. I'll tell you this. I'm about to get happy right here. I'm just trying to elevate Jesus. First Baptist Church I pastored. Leatherwood Baptist Church. I had 19 when I started. Ended up with 18 in a year. One died. And I finally got married to Marguerite. And we were there as the pastor and his wife. I was discouraged. You know, you're somewhere for a year. Come on, look at me. You're there for a year and not one soul gets saved. I was discouraged. I told my wife, I'm a failure. There ain't no way I ought to be out here. Aren't you glad you got a wife who can preach every once in a while? Mine ain't called, but she's called at home. I'll tell you that. She said, here's the thing she said to me. She said, don't you think God's with us? And I started to say, I ain't sure. And she said, don't you even open your mouth. You're going to say something negative. And this wasn't my idea. This was hers. She said, God's with you, preacher. And here's what I think you and me ought to do for a revival start Sunday. I said, what, honey? She said, you preach fasting and praying. Let's don't eat a bite of food. Let's just drink water and juice until the revival starts. Remember that, honey? She said, your dad needs to be saved. Others need to be saved. I said, you really believe God might be with us? She said, why don't you just follow the word like you preach? Listen, that's sometimes we preach a lot of stuff we don't live. Sometimes we talk a lot of stuff we don't live. So I just did. I just did it. You know, you want to have a happy life, you have a happy wife. And we did it. I sensed the Holy Ghost come on this big preacher. You listen to me. And then God started working on me. But I'm a man, okay? Emmanuel came. We started a revival on Monday. Chester Bird was the preacher. We called him the Big Bird. We had theater seats in that church, and he grew out of them in a 2-week revival, and we had to put two chairs together. I'm serious. And he preached. Before that revival was over, 41 people got saved. The revival, we started with 18 people, and then consistently after that revival, we were running 100 to 8 to 120. Went out to Poca River and baptized 41 people in the Poca River, cold. And one of them was my 60-year-old bartending daddy. I say to you, there's something about God with us. And I'll tell you another verse. If God be with us, who can be against us? You in this room feel defeated this morning. You in this room feel like you don't know where to go. You in this room think, well, one of my prayers are going to be answered. Can I tell you, God is with us.
Amen.
Have glory. Turn over to Luke. Man, I can't hardly get away from that. Can I ask this just, I know this ain't invitation time. How many of you got some stuff in your life right now you just need God with you? Just something special. Come on, raise your hand. Don't beat your head. I ain't beating you up. Just need Him with you. Look 2:11 again. Trying to get through this. Tell you one thing, this wheelchair hadn't made me any shorter winded. Somebody say amen. And unto you is born this day in the city of David. Listen, a Savior. That's His purpose. The angel had brought good tidings. The Savior of the world had been born in Bethlehem. And by the way, that was prophesied, O Bethlehem, though thou be little, thou ruler shall come out of thee. Somebody help me there. Praise God for Bethlehem. Whew. Jesus came to deliver from sin. It's the word Savior, that's His purpose. I think everything we ought to do ought to be about soul winning. I think everything ought to be channeled back into somebody getting saved. Somebody help me right there. Whew. He could have come a righteous judge to condemn, but He came as a Savior. He came for the lowly sinner. I don't know how you felt about yourself, but I want you to know something. I'm glad the Son of Man came to seek and save that those that were lost. And I want you all to know, I'm glad that God sent Him into this world, because I have no hope without His saving me. A Savior. Can I quote a verse you quote all the time? That if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be, church, say it. Joe, I still believe it's saved. I know there's some of these wacko groups that won't say they're saved. Well, they only preach salvation anymore. Come to our little smoke and mirror thing. There's some churches around here. If you really want to get entertained, they've got smokes and mirrors and everything else. But I'm glad that we're exalting a name. Amen. And we're exalting a person. We're exalting a purpose, and that is to come and die for sinners. Whew. Oh. We have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Now let's look on. Y'all still with me? A Savior, which is what? Christ. And Christ speaks of His priesthood. The Greek word Christos means the same as the Hebrew word Messiah. Christ is this Messiah, the anointed one. There's a lot of things that move me over in Israel. There are a lot of things that move me. But there ain't nothing move me like those dear Jewish people. They went to the Wailing Wall and wrote the prayer in and stuck it in. Ain't nothing moved me like that. And then when they done that, they thought the Holy Ghost was running up and down that wall. See, they believed in God. And they believe in the Holy Spirit running up in that wall. They just still waiting a Savior. I want you to know He's came already. Hey, Leon, you're a Jewish man that got saved by the grace of God. I want you to know, I know you're in the church, the body of Christ. What else you going to be in? I don't know, but I know you're in the body of Christ and be raptured. But I want to tell you, it's because Christ, the Messiah, has already come. Now, I've got to give you this. I'm still preaching here. A high priest is one that you approached. Y'all with me? He's one you approach. Christ provided the means that we dirty, rotten sinners can approach Him. I'm going to read you a scripture, 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God. How many of y'all believe that? And one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. How many of you are glad that 1 Peter says you're a priest? Everybody in there, how many of you saved? Raise your hand if you're saved. I'm going to tell you what you are. You're a king and priest. And you know what that means? Being a priest? How many of y'all know what that means, being a priest? You can go rescue God. I do not have to go to an in-between. There's a religion that is worldwide that has to still go to a mediator. And I love those people. Nothing against the people. It's the religion. But I'm glad that my priest broke down the middle wall of partition. I'm glad that my priest is sitting at the right hand of God, and all I've got to do is come boldly to His throne. Last thing, I'm done. A Savior, which is Christ. Look at the last one. The Lord. And that speaks of His power. For unto this was born born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. This name actually means Master. He's before all things. And by Him all things consist. I've got to stop here a minute. Can I finish here? Look at me right now. Look at me. You are not a self-made man. You're not a self-made woman. Listen, if God wanted to, He could pull the whole thing out from under you. And me. Don't let us get thinking that we're something. We're nothing without Emmanuel, Jesus, the Savior, the Christ, the Lord. But I want you to know with Him, we can do all things. I want to tell you there's power in that name. Let me give it to you real quick. First of all, there's power to save anybody in this room. I don't care how mean, how bad, how far along you've been in sin, God will save you this morning. Hey, by the way, there's power enough to sustain you through any trial. You know, sometimes we forget that. How many of you have ever been in a trial and said, this is it, I'm done? Come on, raise your hand, I'm done. I want you to know you're not done, and it ain't over till He said it's over. By the way, I'm not ashamed to preach this. He's got power to promote you and help you in this old wicked world. This world don't like us. There's nothing about us they like. But I'm glad as Joseph found favor and Daniel found favor, we find favor because of our Savior. Amen. Bow your head with me.